If we hear about ancient Greece and ancient Rome, then why do we never hear about ancient Persia? Especially if it existed in the same region and time period as the other two civilizations. And it was larger than Rome, controlled 40% of the world's population, and contributed more to science and mathematics than Rome did, but still gets left out of the history books. Well, there are two major Western biases for why we don't hear about it in American school books much. The first bias is just that ancient Persia is modern-day Iran, while ancient Greece and Rome are romanticized as the founders of democracy, American values, and Western values. And the second bias, which is sort of related, is that we mostly just let the ancient Greeks tell us about what Persia was like. But the ancient Greeks were Persia's rival, so of course the Greeks were going to write about how evil and aggressive the Persians were. And it's why we learn a lot more about Alexander the Great conquering Persia than we do about Persia itself. And it's why the most popular movie ever made about Persia in the West is about 300 ultra-masculine Greeks fighting the entire Persian army. But if you look at non-Greek sources, they talk about Persia a lot more positively, where you could actually see Greece being the bad guy and Persia being the good guy. For example, Persia had very little slaves for the time and actually paid their workers for state projects, whereas almost every single thing in ancient Greece was built using slaves, which really isn't an exaggeration. And it's why famous Greek philosophers such as Aristotle and Plato could afford to just spend all day sitting and thinking in the first place. Not only that, but if you look at the way they treated the ethnic groups they conquered. Sure, you could say it wasn't right for either of them to conquer and build an empire in the first place, but this is the ancient world. And compared to other ancient empires, the Persians were remarkably humane and tolerant for the time, and historians regard it as the world's first multi-ethnic empire that was peaceful, fair, and prosperous. Whereas the Greeks kind of just treated conquered people like colonies who were inferior. And when it came to women, Persia was again remarkably progressive for its time, as it let women own property, set up businesses, and serve in leadership rules, where one of the wealthiest merchants in Persia was a woman. While Greek philosophers like Aristotle would write about how women are inferior by nature and lacked the rational capacity to rule, and women weren't considered legal people who could sign any form of contract according to Athenian law. Unfortunately, despite how tolerant Persia was, almost none of it gets talked about, which is why I wanted to make a video on it. And sadly, there could actually be a lot more civilizations like this than we think, which we'll never hear about simply because the victors write the history books. For example, we hear all about ancient Rome's accomplishments, but we hear much less about the accomplishments from ancient Rome's rival in North Africa, Carthage. And it's because Carthage lost. So the Romans burned almost every single text from Carthage, and almost everything we know about Carthage today comes from Roman writing, which had a lot of propaganda. So the Carthaginian writing on what really happened in their own civilization's history is now lost forever. And Carthage now is simply modern-day Tunisia, where few people today know that it was once as advanced as Rome. Yet if a few battles went a little bit differently, it could be ancient Rome that we never hear about. So despite all the bias against Persia, things could have been way worse, since Persia did also get most of its own writings burned by Alexander the Great. But we still have some other sources to tell us about Persia today because Persia was just so massive. It controlled 40% of the world's population, so it just wasn't possible to burn every single positive source about Persia around the world. Whereas Carthage wasn't as lucky. See, that's kind of the sad thing about ancient history. If you aren't as massive as Persia, and you're on the losing side, and the victors burn your books so they can rewrite the history books themselves, then a lot of knowledge about your civilization is now lost forever. Humanity will never be able to recover it, it's just impossible. Meaning there could be a lot of other great, thriving civilizations from the past which we will simply never know about.